And good morning to Dan in Lawrenceville. Dan, we'll try to get your Steve Goodman song coming up shortly. The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com. The Pittsburgh Folk Festival is coming up. Before you know it, it's going to be here. And we're beginning this week a series of weekly features leading up to the festival. And I'm so pleased to be able to welcome Mimi Zhang, or Jung, here today. Hi, Mimi.
Hi, Larry. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And we were talking off the air. I asked Mimi, J-O-N-G, I've always said Zhang or Zhang, and in China it would be Yang.
Yang, like the Yangtze River.
Because there is no J sound?
No, actually it will be written with Y-A-N-G.
I see.
But
when did you come to the United States?
I came here in 1985.
What brought you here?
A boyfriend.
Well, that happens to a lot of folks. That's a good reason to come. And have you found Pittsburgh? I hope you found Pittsburgh to be an embracing.
Very much. Pittsburgh has a vibrant ethnic community that's unlike anywhere else. I have lived in Boston and Washington D.C. before.
And it's good to hear that. What do you do professionally? Do you work?
I am an architect. I'm the founder of MLJ Architects, my own little firm doing small commercial and residential projects.
I never knew that about
yes.
you. I've known Mimi, and maybe you recognize Mimi from her work with Apple Asia, along with Sue Powers and Jeff Berman. Mimi has played.
Correct.
She's here by herself today. And I never thought to ask you that question. And it's neat to know that that's part of your life.
Yeah. My first project was setting up the Caligiuri statue in front of the City County building.
Wow.
The placement of it.
What a beautiful
first job in Pittsburgh.
Statue. And I think the same artist did the Fred Rogers statue.
Exactly.
Right?
But at that time, I was still working for a bigger firm in town.
Okay. Oh, you've just started your own firm recently?
No, I started my own firm in 1997.
Okay. Oh, that's true. The Caligiuri statue goes back a ways.
Way back.
I'm forgetting. Well, you have brought a traditional Chinese instrument today, actually three samples, and it almost looks like Mama Bear, Papa Bear, and Baby Bear. And I think you're holding the smallest one. This is called the Eru?
This is called the Erhu.
Oh, Erhu.
Erhu. Er means two. Hu come from the Hun, H-U-N, who brought the instrument to China.
I see. And how long does the instrument's history go back?
Over 1,000 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that was when the Han people invaded China. They brought this to China, but this instrument was really like a street instrument, no respect at all.
Is that right?
Yeah, it wasn't allowed to play in the imperial court. But it played in the opera, on the street, basically.
Now, if you want to see a picture when you get online, it's E-R-H-U.
Correct.
Is the spelling. It's a stringed instrument with a percussive bottom to it. It's sort of like a banjo with a deeper drum, I guess, right?
Yeah, right. I have here a bigger one which is called Zhonghu, Z-H-O-N-G. That means, Zhong means middle. And the other one I have there, over there, is smaller. It's called the Gao Hu, G-A-O, which means high. It was primarily used in a Cantonese opera.
Huh. Can you play a little bit?
I can play all three a little bit. Oh, just a taste of it. I know we don't have much time.
I would love to hear it. And incidentally, the Pittsburgh Folk Festival, you can get details at pghfolkfest.org. This year's festival is right around the corner, May 13th through the 15th at the Monroeville Convention Center. And it's very convenient to get to, free parking, and it's only a few miles east of Pittsburgh. It's a nice setting, a new setting relatively for the Folk Festival, but it works out really well. So you've got the smallest one now.
Now I have the middle one, the Erhu. That's the one I usually use.
Okay, here's that Mimi John.
Enough?
Oh, I like it very
just
much.
Just a sample.
And she's bowing the instrument, and I love the way it sounds. Now, are these manufactured in China? Or
yes, in Beijing by the one of the best Erhu crafts master. His name is Lü Jianhua.
These are beautiful instruments. They really are. They're works of art as you see them. Are old Erhus still around, dating back a couple hundred years?
I bet. Yes, but this instrument actually usually doesn't last that long.
Is that right? What?
Yeah. The drum here sometimes it's like a hand drum. So it depends on the moisture content in the air. It changes all the time.
So the skin can deteriorate over time.
Yeah. But this is very well made. So I hope it will last for a long time for me.
It sounds great. Well, what would you like to play another one?
I am going to play a deeper one for you. You see, it is a little bit bigger.
Yeah. The first one sort of had a soup can shaped bottom. This one is more like a small coffee can. Maybe a 1 pound coffee can.
Okay. And it's tuned 1/5 lower than my Erhu. This is the Zhonghu. Very beautiful deep sound. Now I'm playing the higher register. If I play a lower register, it will be like this.
What a beautiful sounding instrument. And to get at the lower register, was it a different string?
Or? I'm using the inside string.
I see. Okay.
This is the lowest I can get.
Very, very beautiful. And we'll hear the other one in just a second.
The other one that is usually used in the Cantonese opera, but mine is made for the orchestra.
And before you play that one, I'm just, and I know you're not an official spokesperson. There is no official spokesperson for any community generally. But I, you know, we're talking about the vibrant world of ethnicities here in Pittsburgh, and there, you know, the Chinese community has always been, I think, very well represented in the Pittsburgh area. When you came here, did you find a number of other Chinese people here?
Yes, I came here in 1990. There was already several organizations of Chinese people here. So it depends on the time. So people come from different places. Like in the 60s, a lot of Chinese people come as a student from Taiwan. China was still closed, and after about the end of 80s, Chinese scholars started to come, and in the 90s, and you know, the other Chinese people from China started to come to work here.
Do you think that there are common misperceptions about people from China that people should maybe think a little differently about before jumping to conclusions?
I think stereotyping is always the case. I have never lived in China. I was born and raised in Indonesia. My father came from China.
Interesting.
So Chinese people actually come from a lot of different countries. You know, the majority come from, of course, China and Taiwan and Hong Kong. But there are some Chinese coming from Southeast Asia all over, you know, Thailand, Philippines, Malaysia, Singapore.
So just as it's understood that people in the United States have lots of different backgrounds, people need to understand that people who have come here from China likely or quite possibly in their family tree have come from another place, potentially, possibly.
Not always. China itself is a big country, so it has 50-some minority groups, and they are very different than the majority Han people.
That's a really good thing to note, because I think a lot of people, especially if you're relatively far from a culture, you assume it's monolithic and everybody's the same because they're different from you, so they must be all the same.
Exactly. We need to make friends individually.
Yeah.
We need to send up young people to different countries in the world.
That's a really good observation.
And welcome them here. That's the way we learn. I myself went to Germany to study when I was younger, so it changed entirely my worldview by living there for 12 years.
Wow. So you've lived in Boston and Washington and Germany,
yeah,
and Pittsburgh, probably a few other places,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. And I want to tell you a story. I took my Turkish friend to see a Chinese film. That was when I was living in Germany. So she was expecting this Chinese movie film in her mind. But that was a movie made in the Western northwestern part of China, in Xinjiang province. And those people are really more related to the Turkish people than the Han majority, Han Chinese people. So she was in the film, she was like, Mimi, this is not a Chinese movie. This is a Turkish movie. Because the name is Turkish and the way they pour tea, the rug, the you know, the tent they live in. And they're Muslim.
Wow.
They're in China.
Yeah. You can't make those assumptions, can you?
You just
have your eyes and ears open.
Right. Just like, you know, you see an American and that person may be from Italian, you know, first generation, second or third or whatever, or Polish, and they have a slight different background and cultural habit.
I'm really glad we're getting a chance to talk about these things as well as have you play. At the Folk Festival, are you involved with the Chinese booth there?
I have been active there performing and having my students perform, but because I used to teach at Pittsburgh Chinese School for 10 years, more than 10 years. So my students have been performing there, the erhu. And flute. I taught flute.
If you're just joining us, this is Mimi Zhang, J-O-N-G, or Young, if you're going to follow the right. See, I want to be authentic, but probably most people know you by the anglicized pronunciation.
Right.
She's an architect. She also plays Eru. You know her from Apple Asia. And we just have time to sample one more Erhu here. And this is the smallest, right?
Yeah, Gaohu.
Uh-huh. Gaohu, which means
high.
High.
Okay. It has high pitch sound. This, as I said before, this instrument is made for the orchestra, so I'm holding it just like the erhu. But the traditional way of holding it is they like put it between their knees. And I cannot play that way. I'm so used to the erhu.
Yeah, I need to just, if you're having trouble visualizing, the neck is about the length of a yardstick, and at the end of that yardstick looks like a can, like a soup can with a skin on it, and a string coming down that's bowed. I know that's probably a terrible description, but I just want to give you a way to visualize it as you hear Bibi play.
Okay, I'm playing the same piece that I play with the erhu, so you have a comparison. This is a fifth higher.
Oh, that sounds absolutely beautiful. And I hope you'll consider heading over to the Folk Festival. I wanted to give you the dates again. It opens May 13th. During the day, Around the World in One Day will be held, and lots of field trips coming in that day. And I'll be hosting Around the World in One Day again. And my favorite part of that is we have a stage show where we have 8 or 9 different countries perform in 60 minutes. It's my job to make sure we get through those countries in 60 minutes. And that happens the day of the 13th, and the festival opens that evening and continues through the 15th at the Monroeville Convention Center. And you can get more information at pghfolkfest.org.
And come hungry.
Yes, it's lots of good. And there's a stereotype to talk about. Chinese food is beyond what we typically think of, isn't it?
It's so diverse. Yeah. You go to China, you will know.
Yeah. And there's so many good things. Mimi, thank you.
You were for coming
here. And I hope to see you again. It's really, I've learned more about you. It's always nice to learn more about people you've known for a while.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks. That's Mimi Zhang here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And again, it's pghfolkfest.org.